This is crazy to think about because the 1849 gold rush generated roughly $2 billion. And by the way, that's in today's money over 6 years. But the AI market is projected to hit 1.8 trillion with a T by 2030. That is 900 times bigger. But here's what makes this opportunity completely different from the California gold rush of 1849. Because back then, if you wanted to get rich from the gold rush, you would have had to physically pack up your entire life. You would have to leave your job, your home, your community, everything familiar, travel thousands of miles to California and hope that you would strike it lucky. Most people couldn't even participate. It was geographically limited to those who could make the journey. Today, it's quite the opposite, my friend. You don't need to relocate. You don't need to start over. You don't need to risk your life savings. You can sit exactly where you are, open a laptop, and start tapping into one of the biggest economic shifts we have ever seen. The barrier to entry has never been lower, yet the potential upside has never been higher. We are literally watching billion-dollar industries and governments pump money into AI like it is going out of fashion. Google just announced another $100 billion investment into AI infrastructure. Microsoft is throwing around money like it's confetti. The Chinese government has committed over $150 billion to AI development. And Facebook is giving out $100 million signing bonuses to AI engineers. And whilst all this is happening, what are most people doing with AI? They're using it to write grocery lists. I'm not even joking. They're asking AI what to have for dinner or to write them a birthday message to their mom. Look, I get it. When something new comes along, we tend to use it for the most basic stuff first. It's human nature. But here's the thing. While you're using AI to plan your weekend, there are people out there who are using it to build businesses that are generating more in a month than most people make in a year. So what I'm going to show you here today are the five cardinal rules that you need to follow if you actually want to get rich during the AI gold rush. These are the exact rules that separate the people building generational wealth from everyone else who's still treating AI like a fancy calculator. And I'm going to be honest with you, if you miss this window, you will spend the next decade watching other people live the life that you could have had. They are going to live rent-free in your head. In the same way, a lot of the crypto people who invested in 2013, 2014, they have it great right now. You may have missed the boat on that, but please don't miss the boat on this. Cardinal rule number one, understand the game you are actually in. And this is actually super important because here's what I've seen a lot of people getting wrong about how they look at AI. They think AI is the business model. They think the game is about building the next ChatGPT or becoming an AI expert or selling AI services. That is not the game at all. And let me explain. Let's take the internet, for example. Back in the 1990s, when we went through the internet boom, who do you think actually got rich? Was it the people who understood how the internet protocols work? Was it the network engineers who could explain TCP/IP? No, it wasn't. And I'm sure you don't even know what I was referring to because it's so complicated. The people who got rich were the ones who understood that the internet wasn't the business model. It was the infrastructure. And here's what I mean by that. If you just take the base internet, you can't really make money on it. It's kind of like having a piece of land but not doing anything with it. But if you take that piece of land and you build a mall or maybe an apartment block on it, then you can rent it out. And that's where you go ahead and start actually making money. Let me give you another example. Amazon didn't get rich by being on the internet. They got rich by using the internet to sell books and then eventually everything else. The same with Google. They didn't get rich by teaching people how the web works. They got rich by organizing all of the information on the web and packaging it into one central place to make it easier and faster for people to find answers to their questions and do what they needed to do on the internet. The internet was the infrastructure that enabled entirely new ways of doing business. AI is exactly the same thing. AI is not the business model. AI is the infrastructure. It is the foundation that's going to enable entirely new ways of making money. So let me give you a concrete example of how this works. Think about a freelance graphic designer. Nothing revolutionary here. People have been doing graphic design for decades, but here's what's different now. Where it used to take a designer 8 hours to create a complete brand identity, I'm talking logo, business cards, letterheads, social media templates, AI can now compress that timeline to 2 hours. AI generates dozens of logo concepts in minutes. AI creates the color palettes and font combination. AI even produces all the different file formats and variations. The designer isn't selling AI to their clients. They're not even mentioning AI, but AI is the infrastructure that lets them deliver the same quality work in a quarter of the time, which means they can take on 4 times as many clients. This is the game you are actually in. You are not in the game of becoming an AI engineer. You are not in the game of selling AI services. Using AI as infrastructure to solve an existing problem that causes people or other businesses pain. That is what you're doing here. Not some gimmicky AI trick. Your customers don't want AI. They don't actually care. They want solutions to their problems. They want results. They want their lives to be better, easier, more successful. AI is just the invisible infrastructure that helps you deliver those solutions faster, better, and cheaper than anyone who's trying to do it the old way. Once you understand this, once you really get that AI is just infrastructure, not the end product, everything changes. You're starting to ask the right questions. And that is when things get really interesting, because when you start thinking this way, you realize that AI doesn't just level the playing field, it completely flips it. All of those advantages that established businesses had, the team of designers, the copywriters, the researchers, the analysts, well, for a time, they solved existing problems and provided services that businesses needed. But today, AI can do all of that. And in most cases, better than humans can, which means for the first time in history, a single person with the right understanding can compete with companies that have hundreds of employees and millions in resources, but only if you understand the game you are actually in. And that, my friend, brings us to rule number two, which is you need to let go of the it has to be hard mindset. Most people never question how they think success is supposed to look. They assume it's supposed to be painful, complicated, and slow. I mean, think about it. When someone tells you they built a successful business, what's the first thing you expect to hear? Something out of a movie. I worked 18-hour days for 3 years. I slept on my office floor. I sacrificed everything. We have been conditioned to believe that struggle equals success, that if you didn't bleed for it, you didn't earn it. And yes, I want to make it clear, to some extent, that is true. Nothing in life is easy. I want to make that very clear. But there is a massive difference between something being difficult and something being accessible. And the difficulty hasn't disappeared. It's just been transferred to the tools. Imagine you needed to cut down a tree. You can spend all day hacking at it with a stone, sweating and struggling and barely making a dent. Or you can grab a chainsaw and have it done in 10 minutes. Which approach actually gets you the result you want? Which approach makes more sense? You just need to work smart rather than work hard. Smart means using the best tools available. Smart means leveraging technology instead of fighting against it. Smart means working with AI, not trying to compete with it. Because in this new era, effort isn't what gets you rewarded. Leverage is. I think it was Archimedes who once said, and if I butcher this quote, I apologize, but verbatim, it was something along the lines of, if you give me a place to stand and a lever long enough, I can move the world. Essentially, what he's trying to say is that with the right positioning and the right tools, you can do anything. Today, no one cares how many hours you put in. Seriously, no one is keeping track of your effort. No one is awarding you points for suffering. They care about what you can produce and how quickly you can produce it. Can you solve their problem? Can you deliver value? Can you do it better than the competition? That is all that matters. AI has rewritten the rules of how we work, and more importantly, how we win. The people who get ahead now are the ones who are willing to break up with their old beliefs. They've stopped wearing struggle like a badge of honor and started focusing on what actually creates value. And it has to be fast. In today's world, speed wins. The company that can deliver results faster gets customers. The entrepreneurs who can adapt quickly dominate the market. That is what AI unlocks. It allows you to skip the busy work and build something that actually works. What used to take weeks and months can now be done in the space of a few hours. Writing sales copy used to require getting a degree in psychology and marketing and spending years and years doing that. And now AI can write better copy than most humans can in the space of 10 minutes. Market research used to take weeks of manual analysis. Now AI can synthesize thousands of data points instantly. Content creation used to be a full-time job. Now AI can produce more content in a day than most people can create in a month. The old rule said, if it's simple, it's probably not worth much. But in this new market, things are flipped on its head. If it's not simple, you're probably doing it wrong. I mean, just think about every major breakthrough in history. The printing press made information more accessible to more people. The assembly line did the same thing when it came to manufacturing for business. The internet made communication more accessible by linking you to almost everyone on the planet. Did these innovations create less value because they made things more accessible? No, they created more value precisely because they removed the barriers. AI is the same thing. It's not making your work less valuable, it's making value creation more accessible. And that mindset shift is everything, because once you let go of the idea that success has to be painful, you finally become open to the tools that make it effortless. Once you stop believing that struggle equals worth, you can start focusing on what actually matters. Results. The people who are winning right now aren't necessarily grinding harder than you are. They are leveraging smarter. They are using AI to do in 1 hour what it used to take 10 hours, because they understand that the goal isn't to work hard. The goal is to win. And that brings us exactly to our third rule, which is you have to use specialized tools rather than generalized tools. Let's say you've been presented this beautiful, well-seasoned steak right in front of you. and you need to cut into it. Now, instead of being given a chef's knife, you've been given a butter knife. We've all been there. Now, of course, you can still go ahead and cut through the steak, but it's an absolute hassle and a struggle. It's slow and it's messy. You're sawing back and forth, trying to make it work, but it's not doing what you need. You're gonna get it done, but you won't do it very easily. Now, with that same steak, if you went ahead and used the chef's knife, you'll do it with one clean slice through. You won't struggle. There's no wasted motion. It's faster, it's cleaner, it's sharper, and it's built for the job. And while both of them are technically knives, only one was designed to deliver the result that you wanted. And for this reason, you need to choose the right tool, not just any tool. You see, most people use AI like it's all the same. They open a general chatbot, they ask it to build a funnel or write a sales page or launch a product. Then they also use the same tool to write birthday messages. And then they get confused when the results feel, well, off. It's not that the AI didn't work, it's just that you're using the wrong tool. General AI tools are great if you're trying to organize your thoughts and clean up a work email, but they're not gonna get you the results you want if you need something specific. And that's what specialized tools are for, tools built exactly for a particular outcome. Specialized tools give you leverage, the kind of leverage that used to be locked behind expensive experts, long timelines, teams of people, and skills that would take you years to develop. They eliminate the learning curve entirely and put professional grade results directly in your hands. I mean, look at what's happening right now. Tools like Gamma AI have been absolutely exploding in popularity. And there's a reason for that. People are finally realizing they need specialized tools made specifically to achieve one clear outcome. You could spend hours fighting with a generalized tool, trying to get it to understand the slide layouts, design principles, and presentation flow. Or you could use Gamma, which was built specifically for creating slide decks and presentations that actually look professional. This is why these tools have blown up. They don't try to do everything. They do one thing exceptionally well. This is what happens when you choose the right tool. These tools don't just save time, they eliminate guesswork. They remove the need to become an expert in every field. They give you execution without friction. And that is where most people get stuck. They try to build something particular using tools that were never made for that specific purpose. And look, it's not your fault. This is a completely new industry. No one taught us which tools to use for what and how to go about actually using them properly. But the good news is that once you know the difference, everything changes. You stop wasting time fighting with the wrong tools. You stop settling for mediocre results. You start getting the kind of output that makes people ask, how did you do that? Because you're finally using tools that were built to deliver exactly what you need. So now you've seen the difference. You have seen what happens when you use tools built for a clear purpose and how much faster, easier, and more effective everything becomes. But here's the thing, having the tool isn't the same as using it properly. Imagine buying a car, parking it in your garage, and then never driving it. The tool only matters if you actually apply it. And that is where most people stall. And this is what brings us to our fourth rule, which is move while the window is still open. Every major opportunity feels obvious when it's gone. People look back at recent opportunities like dropshipping or Bitcoin, and they tell themselves they would have made it if they were just a little earlier. But what if what they're really saying is they would have moved faster if they realized how rare the timing was? And when you actually look a little closer, it becomes obvious why. Dropshipping didn't look like a gold mine at the start. Most people didn't trust buying things online. You had to convince people to enter their credit card details on a website. People were skeptical about shipping times and return policies. But the people who took the leap, even though it felt unproven at the time, were the ones who made the most money. Now, starting a dropshipping business is still possible, not to say it's not possible, but it is a lot harder than it was back in 2015. The competition has increased. You need a significant amount of money to test products, ad costs have gone through the roof, and you are competing against established brands with massive budgets. Bitcoin was similar. Back in 2010, 2011, people were buying it for a dollar plus. Not because they were geniuses, but because they saw the potential when everyone else thought it was just internet money for tech nerds. Those early people didn't need massive money or technical knowledge. They just needed to recognize the opportunity and act. Now, Bitcoin still has potential, but the barrier to entry for life-changing returns is so much higher. You need substantial money to make meaningful gains. But all of this to say that the most powerful business models of their time always start with friction. And that is what makes this AI opportunity so different from all the rest. Not only is there a window to get in before the masses, but for the first time, there are no real barriers to entry. It is a temporary window and it is wide open. The tools are already here. They are faster, cheaper, and more capable than anything we've had before, but the market hasn't caught up. Most people are still stuck in experimentation mode, treating AI like a toy instead of the most powerful infrastructure shift since the internet, which means Even if you're not experienced, even if you're not technical, even if you're starting from scratch, you can still win if you are serious, but you have to start. That is the thing about every major wealth shift in the last two decades, whether it was dropshipping, whether it was Bitcoin, or any other major opportunity, it was never about being first. It was about being early enough for it to matter. And by the way, early doesn't mean perfect. It means you moved before everyone else figured out the full potential. We are at an inflection point right now. One of those rare windows where the people who move early are the ones who benefit the most. Once everyone catches up, once AI becomes mainstream, your advantage disappears, because when everyone's using the same tools in the same way, the edge won't come from the tool anymore. You won't be able to create a product to 10x your income in half the time because everyone else is going to be doing the same. And that is why right now matters. There is a gap in the market, a temporary one, and it's closing fast. Because each week, more people enter the space, more players figure it out, more of the advantage gets diluted. So the real question is, are you going to move while the window is still open? And that brings us to rule 5. Stop trading time, start building products. So let's say you get it. You're not going to wait. You understand the window and you're ready to move. But your next thought might be, Iman, I don't understand this stuff. Which direction do I need to go in? I don't know how AI is supposed to help me. And that is completely fair. Let me break it down very simply. Imagine owning a bakery and you've made this award-winning loaf of bread that everyone loves. Every time someone places an order, you've got to go back to the kitchen, bake it, slice it, pack it, and hand it over. Sure, it's great that people want what you've made, but scaling that, it's chaos. You'd have to hire more staff, buy more ovens, set up logistics. Your business gets more complex with every sale. You end up being so tied to the actual business that you can't even enjoy the success that you've made. Well, my question to you is, what if you could take that same award-winning loaf, the recipe, the techniques, everything, and turn it into a masterclass? Something that people could buy to get the same result without needing you there every time. Suddenly, your hands aren't the bottleneck anymore. You don't need a bigger kitchen. You don't need to work weekends because the product runs itself. It delivers the same value over and over again without you needing to lift a finger, which goes against what's worked for the last decade, which was running a service, freelancing or agencies, you name it. Services were the name of the game. And it worked. Even if you had no brand, no capital, no experience, you could go out, get a client, and start making money by solving problems for them. But just like with our bakery, you were trading time for money. Every new client meant more calls, more revisions, and more back and forth. You had to be there. You had to manage it. You had to do the work. And there's only so much of you to go around. To get the best of both worlds, to get money in your pocket and get your time back, digital products 2.0 are the way to go. Because when you combine digital products with AI, which is why this new version is a 2.0 version, you unlock leverage on a completely different level. AI helps you build a product faster. It helps you deliver it, update it, and scale it. That is the move. If you stay in services forever, you will always be limited by your capacity. If you build the right product, you can scale infinitely without hiring, without burning out, without having to be there. So if you are serious about building wealth in the AI era, this is your next evolution. Stop trading time, start building digital products. Now, at this point in the video, it's not about knowing what AI can do. It's about deciding what you are going to do with it. Because the people who win in moments like this aren't the ones waiting around for the perfect plan. They are the ones who start building while everyone else is still asking for directions. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every time. That has always been the pattern. Back then, you had to be willing to relocate. You had to leave your job, your home, your comfort zone. You had to take a chance on something that might not even work out. And for most people, that meant sitting it out altogether. It's the same today. Most people will sit this one out. They'll stay stuck in the same loop, treating AI like a novelty while convincing themselves that they're still early. It comes down to a decision. You either act while the window is open or you wait until the opportunities have been picked clean. And the window we're in right now, it won't last. This is your chance to build something that doesn't just make money, but builds leverage. Something that compounds. Something that works while you sleep. And no, you don't need to relocate. You don't need anyone's permission. You don't need to chase rumors and hope. All you need to do is make the decision to move now. And with that being said, as always, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.